Hello.
Hey Carmen, how are you?
Is this Sam?
Yes, this is Sam.
Hi, I was waiting for your call since Wednesday to see if there's any changes.
Since Wednesday, actually, I tried to call you yesterday as well, but I was getting voicemail. I don't know why. I was
Oh,
keep trying
yesterday I
to.
was having problems with my phone, yes.
Oh my God, that's why I didn't get you. That's the reason. Because I was keep trying to, contact with you. I sent you the changes and the logo device, logo designs as well. Did you check your email?
No, oh, I saw different, and I responded that the name of the website, the name of the website is Sugars with an S.
No, I'm talking about the logo designs.
Yeah, the designs. I actually like the. I think I wrote it to you. The number at the beginning. I'm trying to get to it. The number two, I think, I can't, let me check.
Okay, so I got your comment. You sent it like today, right? I got your comment on the design, and you are saying that we need to add sugars for me. It's not sugar for me.
Yes, because it's Sugars with an S. That's
No
how
problem.
it's in.
No problem. But you need to confirm me which design you want to go with. You said to me like the
The
first,
one that
second
looks
one.
more modern. Yeah, I'm trying to. Didn't I say a
One and two.
number?
And
Yeah, I would go for the one that is like more. How you call more
more attractive, yep. More attractive, you can say. The first design was more, it's more attractive, and I also
Well,
just.
you know better than me about that. I'm trying to get to them, but I can't. I'm
Okay,
going to
let's.
actually I'm going, if you don't mind, I'm going to, I opened an email, because this is my email, but it's my personal email. So I opened an email that is just for you, so I can get all the emails. I don't know if I can change it, so you can, anything that comes from your company goes directly to this other email.
Provide me the new email so I can change it.
And it's like the name of the company that I created. I don't know if you want me to send it to you. It's because
That is
it's in
good.
Spanish. Servicio. I can try to send it to you right now that I'm in the
You already
computer.
sent it to me. You already did, right? Your Spanish company name is Servicios de
Servi
Activos, right?
Activos, exactly. So it's the whole name is all together, Servicio de Activos 112@gmail.com. And this way I don't get confused with my personal emails and your emails.
Is that 11C or what?
No, 112,
Can you check
112.
your email right now?
I'm right now in it, yes.
Okay, just give me one moment. It's 112, right?
112.
112.
Yes, because it was really hard to get.
No problem. I just sent you that. Please check your email.
Let me reboot it so I see. Nothing came in. Nothing came in.
Can you write down my email address and send it to me, an email from your email?
Okay, let me see. You can reply. Let me see if I can. I'm having problems with the computer, and instead of app, I'm going to write the number of dollar because I'm having problems writing it. I don't know why. I just send it to you.
Okay.
I don't know why my...
Can you write down my email address and send it me a test email?
Which is your email address?
Sam.
One moment. Sam.
Dot Jones.
Dot Jones.
At orbitdesignagency.com.
Orbitdesign.com.
Yes.
So, sam.jones@orbitdesign.com.
Designagency.com.
Oh, agency. I'm sorry, I'm not used to computers and. Okay, email change. I'm going to double check it to make sure it's read and find. Active as 112. Yes. Okay. I just sent it to you.
I got your email. Thank you so much. Right?
Okay.
I will go ahead and reply all like on this email. So
yes. So from now on, I can get all the emails in this new account, and I don't get confused with my personal emails.
No problem. Don't worry. And I just let you know that we have created all emails.
You have what?
What I was saying. We have created all inner pages for you. As we have discussed last time, like we will go ahead and create all the inner pages for you. Because as you approve the design, the home page, right? And so,
yes.
What we have done, we have created all pages, right? And now, we need, can you open the design? And then I'll send you, so I'll show you the pages that we...
Can you actually send it to me to this email, or it's not possible?
It is possible. Let me send you that.
Because as I'm saying, is that I'm not finding all the emails because I have them with my personal ones and I cannot.
Yes, let me see.
And
that.
I'm very illiterate when it comes to computers also, so. Okay, now I have Sam Jones, you've added,
Kindly, I just sent you the email.
But it's not the one that says you've added, hi Carmen, Sam Jones has added you to order.
Yes, click on the get
That's
started.
The one?
Yes, click on the get started and create your password.
Get started. Okay, start first name. Oh, two numbers. Okay, I'm in it, and it shows nothing, there's nothing here. Yes, I'm in the page, but it doesn't say anything.
Well, please check
where
your email. Don't do it anything. Please check your email. I send you the link. Another email.
In another email.
Yes, please check it out.
The one that says teamwork. Thanks for subscribing. Teamwork communications. Is this the one?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you want me to open?
You see in that email having a link.
It says, you'll now receive a weekly roundup of recently published posts from the Teamwork blog. You
no,
can
no,
update
not
your
that
preference.
Email. I sent you that. Might be it's taking a little long to get you there.
Oh, it's another one.
Yes.
Okay, I just got it just now.
Read
Email
the email.
change. Okay,
Read
I guess you, the computer already says, I hope you're doing fine, because you always say that. We have completed the second step and created all the inner pages. Kindly go to the bottom pages. Okay, the link, I got it.
Click on the link.
I can see the girl in the stairs.
Yes, you see on the top having a about us page, our story, how this work. Click on all these three pages. Let's click on the about us.
About us. Okay.
Yeah, see, this is the inner pages we have created.
Okay.
Same goes to our story.
I mean about us, I don't like. I would like to not be
the wording,
a picture.
Wording would be changed because this is a dummy text now. This is a dummy text.
About seeking. Oh, seeking,
yeah,
is the other company.
That's why I'm saying to you, that is a dummy text. It will be changed.
Okay.
Now it's a dummy text. Don't need to worry about that. It will be changed.
Okay.
I'm just showing
okay.
the page layout. I'm just showing you the page.
I don't like that there's not two humans, that there's a picture. I mean, I like the content, but I would like to have a couple of real people.
Oh, you want real pictures?
Yes.
No problem. I can change. I can change.
The rest I like. The rest I like. I just
okay.
don't like that they're not real.
Okay, no problem. I will change into the real picture on the top one, right?
Yes.
On the about us page, the rest picture you like it, but on the top picture, where is a boy and girl there, you don't like it, you need to change into the real, right?
Yes.
No problem.
Yes, so it's more realistic.
No problem. Let's click on the R story page on the top.
Okay. It's actually the same picture.
Picture same, that's why I'm saying to you, the picture, you need to focus on the layout.
Okay.
I will change the top picture. What about the rest picture?
And you also have to be careful because my English is not perfect.
No problem.
And I might have to use Google Translator for something because I don't know what layout means.
The flow of the site. From
the
top to bottom, yep. The section.
Oh, it keeps going. Oh, it keeps going, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our story, I don't like that picture either. It's like too scary.
No problem. I can change it. This is a dummy. As I mentioned to you, all pictures and wording is dummy. And
yeah, the picture. The pictures I don't like. I like how it's been written and that. I just don't like the pictures. Of,
the top
not
picture
the
or
three.
The
three of them. The
like
last
it?
One, they look. The last one, they look too young, and it's supposed to be for older people.
Mm-hmm.
The one in the center is like scary to me. I mean, it's not because
no.
You know that this is gonna be kind of sexual, and I would like something more sexy.
Okay, no problem.
Yes,
I will change the sexy picture.
Yeah, more. It's more sexy, you know. It's sugar baby, and so.
No problem. I will change that, and let's
okay.
move into how it works page.
To which page?
How it work? On the
how
top
it works.
Class. Yeah.
Okay. It's the same picture.
Picture will change, no problem. And underneath you see
the picture,
real picture.
The second one. I'm having problems with the none of the pictures I like, honestly.
No problem. I can change it. No issue with that. As I mentioned to you, this is a dummy picture, and on the third step I will go ahead and change the picture. So now we are on the third step. I will change all the pictures for you. No issue.
Now, can it be like when it says how it works?
Uh-huh.
The word works, can it be red instead of, you know, so it's more so you can see it more, just like when you wrote join free and
okay.
Selectioner.
I will.
Yeah, I would like it to be more either that or the blue that I see here with where the logo is going to be.
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
your logo. But
if it's in blue, I would like it. I think it's better because you can see it better.
Right. Right now, this is, once you finalize the logo, I will replace this logo picture with your original logo. Don't worry. Right now, it's dummy.
Okay. Yes. I'm just giving you the only feedback I can give you because I'm really bad at this.
No problem. No problem. I do understand.
Yeah.
I do understand that. I will go ahead and change the pictures. Okay. Don't need to worry about that.
Okay, and the words, like how it works, or down there it says getting started.
Uh-huh.
If you can put it in blue,
okay.
In blue, like up there where it says your logo here.
Uh-huh.
I would like it better because you can see it much
okay.
better.
I do understand. I will go ahead and change it. Okay, and let's move to the select languages, right? Here are the languages. So you can
okay.
select Spanish. So you can see the entire side.
Yeah.
Spanish.
That's fine. That's fine. That's
mm-hmm.
perfect.
All languages there. And let's move, go down.
Down in languages?
No, on the page.
On the page. Yes, to getting started.
Yeah, you see the our company, about us, support, press and media, contact us.
No.
At the bottom.
Right at the bottom. Where it says our company, about us, our story, all that?
Yeah, these are the pages we have also created.
Okay, that looks fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, download on Google Play, you cannot really see it.
Right now it's not there, but in future you would be, right?
It would be in red, it would be... If it's possible.
Or do you want me to delete this, download on Google Play, or you don't want?
But the download on Google Play, I would like it in red.
Okay, no problem. I can change it into red.
And I'm going to go for the logo that you design the first time that was
1 and 2, right?
I can't. The one that looks more professional, more. There was one with the letters.
No problem. You can finalize the logo, then I will change the spelling. Like, I will add S in sugars.
I mean, I like, from all of them, I like the first that you sent me the first time.
Okay, no problem.
The only thing is that I would like the letters to be like more, that you can see them more, but the logo was fine to, with me. It's just the letters that I would like them maybe thicker. And
what do you want to me do with the first design?
The one I'm trying is that I'm trying to get to it that I. It's in a different computer, my personal computer. And
no problem. You can review the design and share me the feedback, okay? Whatever the feedback you have, like you want to change the wording, like I will go ahead and add the S in sugar, right? And if you want to make any
other changes, so it has to be sugars. Unless, do you also provide the service, I mean, because I had to go to GoDaddy to buy those names. Do you also provide?
We do provide you. What name do you want?
Something that is very easy
sugars
to tell. Sugars for me is because it's the only one that I found. But if you can find something like Sugar for me is taken, and unfortunately, sugar game, sugar day, sugar something like that, something really easy, where I can buy, but that es dot com dot net. So they don't get my name.
Sugars for me dot sugar for me.
Those I bought all of them. I bought the whole sugars for me dot info dot gov that I have all of them. But
mm-hmm.
if you find a name that is more. I mean, better, because I really don't like that I had to apply the S sugars for me either. You know, I think it's because since it's going to be in Spanish.
Sugar for me, that is available.
Sugar for me is available?
Yeah, not sugars. It's sugar without S.
Website.
Sugar
and you have .com, .net,
it's
and
.net
that,
and .org.
Oh, but I need, it's the, what's really important is that I have .com and .es, .es.
.es? Why you want
.es? Yes, because ES because it's Spain. In Spain is instead of .com is .es.
Okay, so hang on. You want sugars or sugar? Without S or with S?
I would like sugar.
Without S, right?
Without S.
Sugar for me,
but
is available.
Sugar for me, it's available, and you have it in .com, .net, and
.es? Yes, .es.
Well, I would buy those.
So sugarforme.es, should we go ahead and buy?
Sugar without BS?
Yes.
Yes, I would buy that one. Only if the others are available also, .net and .com.
.com is not available.
Then I cannot because many people type .com and then it's not a good idea.
It's already taken.
Yeah. Sugar day or sugar.
No problem. Let's do one thing, right? You just go to the and check it out, the names, right? Whatever they're available, you can go ahead and purchase that. Okay, don't need to wait.
Because I took this one and I bought them. Some I had to pay for the .com and .net. I had to pay $100 because someone had it before. And so it wasn't available. They were reselling it.
Yes, no doubt.
But if you find a name that is more attractive, I would buy it. But only if I have the three, .net, .com, and .es.
Well,
.es is...
.com is not available. .es, .net, .org is available.
.com is not, then I cannot, no. I'll try to find then myself in Sugar Daddy to see if I find a name that is more easier for people to remind. But then I will keep Sugar as I have it unless I find a more attractive name. Because, yeah, most of those names are taken.
Okay, no problem.
Because once I finish with this website, if I'm happy, I will ask you to open a new website, but saying it in Spanish, with a name in Spanish. I mean, to create like a website to compete with myself. I don't know if I mean, so people don't know that I'm the owner of the two of them. But I have to be happy first with this first one. And I don't know. But with time, will I be able to change things? I mean, I know I have to pay, I would have to pay extra, but let's say to apply different things like, let's say, when someone is online, that it says online or things like that? Or you just design it and it can be touched after?
Okay, no problem. The pictures that you're talking about, I will go ahead and change those pictures for you, right? And the logo designs, you will share, as you said, you want to go with the first one, so I will go ahead and add S into the sugar, right?
Yes, and I will go for the first time that you sent me one that it was white and then pink. The one that is more professional without the couple. The one that is the letters only, just thicker. That's the one that I like the most.
No problem, no problem. You just email me back after this call, like your final confirmation on the logo design, and right? No problem. I need all the
okay.
things in the email. Like you really want to go with the logo design, that would be the first design, okay? And
yes.
Now the point is, now let's come on the point. Point is that we have already created the pages, right? Now we need to move and start uploading the content and other stuff, right? So do you have the content or you don't have any content or what?
I don't have it, but I can translate the content and make it
translated. We have a professional content writers, right, who can write down the content for you even in English and in Spanish as well. So you don't need to worry about that. We have a translator, so they can write down the complete content for you in Spanish and in English. For the entire website. And what we will do, we will go ahead and write down the content and I will send it to you in Spanish and in English as well, so you will review the complete content, and then if you will make if you want to make more adjustment, so you will go if you will if you want to make some adjustment in that content, whatever we will go ahead and written for you in Spanish, then you will let me know. I will go ahead and make those adjustments for you.
Yes, I will have to check it because most of the times, like in Google Translator, they don't translate it well.
I do,
or they translate it to South American Spanish, which is different to Castilian Spanish from Spain. So I will have to read it and make sure.
Yes,
and
that's why I'm saying to you, I will send it to you, right? I will send the content for you, right? Then you will review the complete content, whatever the adjustment you will be looking for. Definitely, I will go ahead and make those adjustments on the content in the Spanish. No
problem. Wow, it's amazing that
right.
you have
and
the content.
Right. So, we will go ahead and write down the complete content for you for all pages, right? But this will be a little costly, right? So the point is, after this call, you will receive a content form, and you need to fill out the content form, okay, and send it back to me. Then my professional content writer will take around 4 to 5 days, 4 to 5 business days, or 1 week to write down the complete website content, because on your website having 20 or 25 pages. So we need to write down the each page content in Spanish and English as well. So it takes around 1 week to complete the entire website content, okay? So it will be costly.
I understand.
Right, yeah, it will be costly around $1,500, right, for the content. So what we do...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, and...
Okay.
That is for the English content, right? And now we need to write it on the Spanish.
It's the Spanish because English is not really important. It's in Spanish what I need because it's going to be only in Spain. I don't think the website is going to work in America, right? I mean, I don't really know how this works. But will the website be available also in America? Sam? Sam? Are you there?
Hey, are you there? Do you hear me?
Oh, now I hear you. Okay.
Right.
You
one
are...
second, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Carmen, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Carmen, right? So I was saying that the English content price is first, right? But you want Spanish content as well. So just confirm all the things for the Spanish content. It will be cost you like $2,500, right? So what we can do, we will go ahead and proceed with the Spanish content and English content either.
Yes.
So it will, yeah. I will provide you two files. One is for the English, and the second for the Spanish content, right? So the both content I will provide you that, then whatever the adjustment you want to make in the Spanish content, you will let me know, then I will go ahead and make those adjustments, then I will upload them on your website. So what I will do, I'm going to be charged like $2,500 for the Spanish and English content for your website, and the billing will send you the invoice for that, right?
It's $2,000 each?
Not each.
$205,000? For the two of them, I was asking you, is this website going to work in America too, or just in Spain?
It's for the both countries, right? English and Spanish, yep.
So people from America can also have access to it?
Yes, they can.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was only Spain.
All over the world they can access it. If they will, somebody will be access the site from the Korea, so the content will be converted into the Korean language. So don't need to worry about that. According to the country, it will be,
yes,
changed automatically. Even if somebody will access this site from the Spain, so the content will change into the Spanish. If somebody will access this site from the America, so the content will change into the English, and somebody will be access the website from Korea or Germany, so it will be changed into their language. Okay,
but mainly I mean the language number one would be Spanish because
right.
I really wanted to be in Spain. It's where I'm going to be located, and it's because I opened this website because they don't have this type of website in Spain.